I wonder if he realizes that the collar of his jacket isn't hiding that flush creeping down his neck, or that I can see his hands trembling as he fumbles with his bag. What is he so nervous about? Grant me the confidence of a mediocre white man. I turn my back to him, taking a minute to look around. He mumbles, "I fucking wish." And then, after clearing his throat, "Nothing mediocre about me, baby." "No, there's not," I agree, unable to hold back a smile. "You're a pretty great guy, Zav." "I try." "As if you've ever had to try." "Not with you," he says with a smile, shrugging his shoulders in a way that's so familiar it makes my chest ache. This sweet, unbearably attractive man forgets that I can read him almost as well as he reads me. "Careful there, Zav. You might give a woman ideas." I bat my lashes at him, and delight in the way his beautiful hazel eyes can't seem to get enough of my face.
"That would be only fair."
His voice is low and raspy, his pupils dilated. He's doing absolutely nothing to hide the heat in his gaze. Or if he is, he's failing miserably. "Dude, how are you looking at me like that right now?"
"Like what?"
The tilt of his head is somehow predatory, the angle of his lips effortlessly seductive. "Like you'd like to devour me," I choke out around a laugh.
"Maybe because I would like to do exactly that, ridiculous woman."
"I'm in ripped jeans and a ratty university hoodie."
"Those jeans make your... those jeans look... fuck, Sammy. I know you know how good they look."
Zav groans, reaching his hands toward me for a split second before pulling them back to rake them through his hair and down his face. "Do I? I'm not sure that I do. Please explain to me in great detail exactly how amazing these jeans make my ass look," I demand, feeling more emboldened with every passing second and every ragged breath that passes through Zav's lips. He opens his mouth to speak, but apparently can't think of the proper words because he brings his fingers to his lips in the chef's kiss motion. "Well, sir," I sigh dramatically, "that wasn't very verbose of you." I make a show of bending over slowly to untie my shoelaces, swallowing a giggle when Zav heaves in a shaky breath and lets it back out in what can only be described as a whimper. "Why don't you try again? This time, tell me what's so great about this hoodie."